This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We here on the radio have come to Thursday, and we're in... This is the last part of this message now of Romans chapter 12. Prior to that, though, I invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you're looking for a church home, we'd love to see you. This sermon this week, I'm going to have a special Thanksgiving sermon. And that is just something reminding us that we need to always be grateful and to offer up thanksgiving and praise to God for all that He's done for us. Sunday morning, we're also going to have communion as well. So you are invited. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Island is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. And Sunday at 10:30, then we're going to have communion right after that. So, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. I know it's a week in advance, but just wanted to say that now. God bless everyone. And take the time out this year to stop and be grateful to God for all that He's done. Think about it. There's 4.3 billion people in the world, and I'm afraid it's the 0.3 that are the Christians. And the other end of the decimal point are all those destined for hellfire who have refused Jesus Christ. Let's take the time and be grateful to God that our names are written in the book of life. Let's not even take that for granted. So that's where we're at Sunday. I encourage you to remember that and keep that in memory this Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving season. Here on the radio, behave like a Christian. Let love be without hypocrisy. It's a string of commands. Hate what is evil. Cleave or cling to what is good. Be warmly or kindly affectionate with brotherly love. There's three of the four Greek words for love there. With philostorge in Philadelphia. Be warmly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, enduring in tribulation, devoted in prayer. That's where we're at here today. This is the last part of this message. We'll be back tomorrow with our continuing look in Matthew chapter 24, what'll be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age. But stay tuned now for this last part. Again, on the radio tomorrow, Matthew 24, Sunday morning sermon, Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving to God. Have a wonderful day. Stay tuned. Here comes this message now. Behave like a Christian.
For everything, the music that you want, the things you demand in church, the things you demand of the pastor, the things you demand of the worship leader. Want what your neighbor wants ahead of you. As your neighbor wants what their neighbor wants ahead of them. Everyone's happy and there's no strife. That's how it's supposed to work. Right? Sacrifice. Verse 10. Oh, by the way, how are you doing so far on your list? We've gone through 5. Love genuine without hypocrisy. We're doing all right with that? I think so, for the most part. Abhor evil. I know everyone in this church does well with that. Everyone here hates evil. If not, if you don't hate evil, I'd ask you to please leave. Please. Frequent some other church. No, don't even do that. I don't wish you on anyone else. Cling like glue to what is good. So the Apostle Paul's here. He's giving you commandments on how to live right, how to make God proud, how to have Jesus wink at you and smile and say, son, daughter, you're doing a good job. Number one, let love be genuine and don't be a hypocrite towards your loving someone. Number two, hate what is evil. Don't stand up for what is evil. Don't approve. Approve. You see that all the time. People say, oh, mom, I'm homosexual. And your mother goes, oh, Junior, that's okay. I'm going to change everything now because I love my son. Pastors do it all the time. Pastors discover their children are gay. So then the pastor changes position. And then he thinks it's okay for a man to marry a man. Then the pastor calls all the deacons into his office. And they try to change the bylaws of the church. By approving. See, it hurts to have someone like that in your family say that to you. But you've got to stand up for the truth. Love the sinner, hate the sin. Stand up for the truth. I think your family member would love you more. At least they know they can get the truth out of you. At least. You know, you might not like me as a pastor or a preacher, but at least for 40 minutes on a Sunday, you're going to hear the truth. At least. Grant me that much. You might not like it, but it's the truth. My ambition here is to see everyone in this church as spiritual giants. That's what I want for everyone here. Spiritual giant. That's my goal for everyone here. Is to make Jesus point you out to whoever's standing next to him. Do you see this believer over here? Look at them. That's my goal for everyone. Some people don't like that. See, the new me is not going to be offended at that anymore. That's Psalm 119, verse 165. It says, great peace have them that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. That's my new mission statement. I'm not going to be offended anymore by the things I see and by the things that I hear and things people tell me. Great peace have them that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So how are we doing on our list? Genuine love, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, love one another, esteem others better than you. Number six, not lagging in diligence. We're never going to finish this sermon today. Not lagging in diligence. Legal term comes to mind for me, that a person always needs to do their what? Due diligence. What does that mean? Here's a good definition. Quote, reasonable steps taken by a person in order to satisfy a legal requirement, especially in buying or selling something, unquote. Likewise, you as a Christian need to be out on the front lines, not lagging, like a horse pulled up lame in a race. Out in the front lines, serving the Lord. You too need to do your due diligence. When someone compels you to go a mile, you go with them too. Do your due diligence. Dot, dot, dot. I leave it up to the Holy Spirit. He's better than I am. He'll show you what that means. Your due diligence. Things you see out here in the street. Sometimes might require an action on your part. Maybe some injustice that you see. Not lacking in diligence. King James says, not slothful in business. business. See, I'm from Jersey, and I even got that one. Business. Next up, fervent in spirit. Literally, guess what that means? On fire for the Lord. Yes. Fervent in spirit as opposed to cold. Or much, much worse than cold is what? Lukewarm. Being the same temperature as your surroundings is lukewarm. When you let this evil world corrupt you with what you do. When in Rome, do as the Romans. No, stick to the word of God always. Don't be like the world. Paul in the Bible, the Holy Spirit calls you an adulterer. When you let this world influence you. Be fervent in spirit. Lukewarm is 1 foot in the kingdom and 1 foot in the world. Not a place that you want to be. Number 8, serving the Lord. You've got the choice of masters. Either the devil, just like Bob Dylan sings it. It might be the devil. Or it might be the Lord, L-A-W-D. But you're going to have to serve someone. Number 3 on there would be yourself. Guess what the Greek word is for yourself? It's ego. Serve your ego, you're going to end up the same place as serving the devil. 1 and 3 are the same thing. I encourage you, serve the Lord. Don't serve yourself. Serving yourself is empty. And it's a worthless venture. Because you're never satisfied if you serve yourself. You always want something else. You're never happy. Serve the Lord fervently. And I'll leave you with this statement here. And we'll have to finish this next week. I had a list of 5 more, but this chapter goes on. I'll add the rest of this list to next week's. And that is, as you're fervent in spirit and as you're serving the Lord, don't bury your talent in the ground. Don't bury your talents in the ground. But use what God has given you to serve the Lord. Amen? Use what God has given you. Everyone's got some talent. God's given you something. He's given you a gift to serve Him. Use His talents right now that He's given you to serve the Lord and be fervent in spirit. I encourage you, go back in the Old Testament, read about a guy named Jehu. He's one of my favorite Old Testament characters who says, come on up into my chariot and see my zeal for the Lord. And that's what I want to see everyone have here.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.